Shalmi Brachos Daf Yutes. The Gemara continues in the theme from yesterday's Daf. The Gemara talks about the Hefsekim during Krishma being Mafsik between Parashios, between Mafsik, what we talked about yesterday about Hefsek between the Parashios, between Psukim, and whether we Yotze or not Yotze. The Gemara now discusses what about if it's a long Hefsek, the long break, does that change the halacha at all? So the Gemara says, Ramoni, Menemem Shem of Yuda. Ramoni says the name of Yuda, Shaamam Shem of Yosef Agnini, Mifzik Kdei Bok Kdei Liro, Ilkros is Kula, Yosef Chavatsa. The halacha, we have some Bavli as well, the person who is Mafsik in Krishma between the Parashios, Mafsik enough time that Hefsik that to repeat the entire Krishma, he could say the whole Krishma in that amount of time that he's Mafsik. You can't be Yotze Chavasa. We'll see what that means based on his reading, someone else, the average person. That is the halacha that he has to go back to the beginning, and he's not Yotze. If a person made a shorter hefsik, shorter than this month, you could just go continue where you left off. But here, you have to go back to the Rosh, go back to the beginning, says the Primosh. Says the Gemara. Halacha is like that. You paskin like that, that a hefsik of a period of time, a long enough time to say the whole Krishma at that time, halacha is that you have to go back to the beginning. You paskin like that. And the Gemara is going to see that not everybody agrees to it. Even though we say the halacha is like this, there are going to be opinions that disagree, or qualify this halacha, I should say better. Okay, says the Gemara, the v'yochanan b'shem yod tzadok, even Halal and Kriyas Megillah is the same thing. If you're saying Halal, you stop in between the Psukim or between the Prakim, and you have the Hefsek enough that Tom have to say the whole Halal or read the whole Megillah, the same halacha is you're not Yotze. The same as halacha over here. It applies to everything. The Gemara gives these examples. We're going to see the same thing applies to Tefillah in Shmon Esrei. Same thing applies to benching. Same thing applies to, we're going to see Gemara talk about the Kiyas Shofar in a few moments. That all these things have a hefsek, as much time to do that reading, do that mitzvah, you're in this. I should just mention one thing. You also halachas qualify is what the reason for the hefsek is. We'll see. We're going to talk about a story about somebody who was sick, he was ill. That's why he had to break, take a break between prakim. Whether that's a problem. So what is exactly the hefsek is for himself for a purpose. And some say that if you just mafsek it, you stop and you're learning something in between, so there could be that's okay. But if a person does something where during that time you go outside, doing your own, the person goes to the bathroom, does something else that you can't read, you can't say Krishna at that moment because of what you're doing, that's the hefsek we're talking about in the Gemara. If it's that long, and you'd have to go back to the beginning. They were sitting together, and they said, same thing about the Kiyas Shofar. You have to have 9 kios, and that's what the Chazal required. And if you mafsik between the kios for as much time as you have, as you can finish all the kios, all the 9 kios, you're not Yotze. So the Gemara says, Solka the Rabbeis Rab. The Gemara says that these Rabbanim later came to the Beis Medrash. The Shimon Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon Rav Huna, and Shimon Rav Huna was there, the name Rav Huna, and he said over, the name of Rav, some regards to Rav, some take out the Yisrael Rav Huna, and say that Afilu Shoban Atesha Shos Yatsa. Even a person heard the Tekios divided into 9 hours, Halak is your Yotze. In other words, the Halak by Shofar, he's saying, we don't say the Chayn by Tekios, that if you wait in between the Tekios, a Hefsik, of the time you can finish all of them, it's no good, like Kriyashma, and Megillah, and Halal, etc. But Tekios Shofar is different, even if you divide it, you spread it out over 9 hours, which means clearly you have a hefsek in between, long enough hefsek in between. So then the halacha is that you are Yotze. Interesting, Shulchan Aruch is a pasuk like this. This Yushami doesn't seem to be accepted la halacha. The question is why not? Says the Gemara, when I was in Bavel, when I was there, Tzrichali. It says I had a shayla. Tzrichasli. It says I had a hefsek in the kios. But, and I didn't know what the halakha is. I didn't know what should I do. Do I have to do it again or not? Chatzalakas halakha, when I came there to Israel, Shabbos, Rav Yossi, Mechem, Rav Yochanan. I heard Rav Yossi say the name of Rav Yochanan. I heard the Shabbos, Kol Yom Yotze. The whole day you heard it, Yotze. So what if it's a Bavli? He thought it was the same thing as Kriya Shema, and the long half sick would be, but it makes you not Yotze. When he came to Eretz Yisrael, he heard the statement of Yasser Hashem of Yochanan, that by the Kriya Shofar, you Yotze, and as long as you can spread it out the entire day, and it is not a problem. You Yotze. Not the Gemara. When is that true? Who Shishamon al Seder? That's only if you're doing it in the Seder, which means that there's a Seder. Tkiya true and Tkiya Shvarim, etc. is a Seder. How we do that? So as long as you're, if you did it in the proper sequence in separate proper order, and then you had a hefsek, we're still Yotze. But if you change the order, then you're not Yotze. That's halacha in Tkiya Shofar. If you change the order, the Seder of it, then halacha you're not Yotze. So the Gemara of Yossi boy, when I said he came in the Yadashayla, he came in the Yadashayla of Yossi boy. What was the Shayla? I mean, tell you, Sarah Pshutai Rishayna. This person went ahead and did a Pshutai Rishayna, had a regular Tekiah. The Zetzah Pshutai Rishayna, and the other person went ahead and did it a second one. Tekiahakas Yossi Deshneim. What happens? When I say a person goes ahead, is about once Yossi Tekiah Shofar, so he's waiting for the first Tekiah to come. There's another person there already heard Tekiah and Shavarim. And he just sees now the last tekiah, the second tekiah. So if a person blows, can two people be yotze different tekiahs from the same tekiah? And the Gemara says, yes, that's Zerach Mishnah B'Shei Achrona, tekiah achas motzi shnei shneim. You're able to yotze, both of them are yotze. Tekiah, once tekiah, is yotze all the people for whatever you need to be, wherever you are. And that's the yotze. Motzi shneim. Says the Peimoshim, Amru lecha sheyizka lo amalo. So I said, you think maybe it'd be a chumra that'd be yasa. Sveka deraisa lechumra. It's a mitzvah deraisa tkiya shofar. So sveka deraisa lechumra. And the chiddush is no. The halacha is that it's good, it's acceptable, and you yotze. As long as it's done in the right order. There's the Gemara, a few shaylas we have again to kriya shema and hefsik. Rabbi Rechim, everybody, he asked the shayla. Kriya shema rechosev. This halacha of a hefsek is that be kriya shema u'berchasel, or he will berchasel. We say that if you're mafsek in between kriya shema, and you're mafsek as long as it takes to do read the whole kriya shema, that hefsek is no good. You're not yotze. Does that mean kriya shema with the brachos? Since we're masakin kriya shema with brachos, does it mean that the hefsek is the length of time of kriya shema and the brachos, or just means kriya shema without the brachos? Berchasel v'lohi. So what about berchasel? And Lohi, what about just Bichoseh? Let's say Bichoseh take you 3 minutes, Kriya Shema takes you 4 minutes. So what if you just waited the time for Bichoseh? That was the hefsek, not including Shema. What's the luck in these cases? So the Gemara is blabbed, the Gemara doesn't answer these shilas, the Gemara leaves it unanswered. The Gemara leaves it unanswered. Okay, so we're saying this. This. So what's the halacha of the game? This halacha berchosel. So the Gemara is not clear of how we paskin, and we hear it seems to be the one going lechumra, because it's again at the mitzvah daraisa we go lechumra that we would have to be able to do so in the time of Kriya Shema itself, not including with the brachos. Hefsek shlisho. What a person went ahead and said Shema, but you had a hefsek. You know, shlishi. There are three parakim in Shema. And you waited between the first and second and enough time to finish one of the three. Because if it's like a you went at the third. So the halakha is a mistarif together or not. In other words, you said Shema, Vayim Shemoah. You stopped enough time to say Vayim Shemoah. You said V'hafta. You said became Exel Yishmoah, and you said you stopped enough time for that. And the third time. So you divided the hefsek into three different hefsekim. But it wasn't done in one time. It was done in three different times. Is that considered a hefsek? Because the zman is still the same, but yet it wasn't in time. What's the halacha? So again, this is the way that the Moshe learns that the Haredim learn a little different than Gemara Shaila. And again, the Gemara doesn't answer. It's not Poshe Deshaila. It's not Poshe Deshaila. So the Gemara says, yes. Again, you would have to go back. The question at the end, would you have to go back to the beginning of the Kriya Shema, if this would be the Shaila. If you're Mafsik B'Shlosha, whether you have to go back. Sakta Gemara, another Shaila. Makari B'Shaila, when we say that, look, is you have to wait a Hefsik. So we're saying, when we talk about, is it Makari B'Shaila, the way he reads, the person who's actually saying Shema, or Kolad B'Shaila, the way average person. What does that mean? What's his person? Because we say that this person, it's a different Shaila than what I was asking, where this is a person, he reads slowly. Says the Primoshe, some people, their nature is to do quickly, some very quickly, some very slow, and the Rov is in the middle. So this person, let's say, reads very, very slowly. So do we say that the hefsik that he had, the time it finishes to make Krishma, would be a very long hefsik because he reads it very slowly? Or do we go by the average person to be able to be say that's the considered this amount of time that we have a hefsik? So the Gemara says, how do we post this shayla? The Gemara says, the Rabbi Masli and Mestaber Bekorit. It's Mestaber referring to that person himself. The Shai, he's the one that's reading it. That's the halach and Shulchan Aruch. The Mestaber Bekorit, that he's the one, we go by his thing. According to that, every person, it's not uniform. So every person, according to his career, according to his reading, that's how we pass it. And that's how we pass it in Shulchan Aruch as well. I go ahead and I read Shema. Shema when I'm walking the street and I pass by alleyways that were very dirty. So I can't say Hashem's name. I have to stop. When I continue walking and I pass the place of Mutunafos, can I go back to read Kriya Shema? Do I have a Yotze? Or do I have to go back again? I have to start again? Is it Abba, my son? If that was the hefsik in between, enough time to read the whole Shema. So you're not Yotze, as we said before. Luckily, you're not Yotze. In other words, that this is the, what we said earlier, they were accepting the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. So the a person, again, you did it. The reason why you waited is because you can't say Shema. That's, you're walking in a place where you can't say Hashem's name. That's why you had to stop. And yet, are you Yotze? Do you have to start Shema again? Or are you Yotze with what you did so far? You could just pick up where you left off. And the Gemara says, no, if you're mafsik long enough, in the Sman, lo Yotze chavos. You're not Yotze to Yechov to recreate Shema. Says the Gemara, Rizer, Salah bin Vakra, the Mafshim Rachana, wasn't came to visit him. He was ill, he was sick. Amalei said to him, but again, that no toshish. He says, since I'm very weak, I'm not Karesh Rabbah Islam, I'm very weak, I can't stay awake, and when I say Shema, I doze off in the middle. And I wait, and then I wake up again, and I want to continue. Not forgot any decalacy. Am I able to continue my Khiyav? In other words, he reads part of Shema, he dozes off, and stays asleep a long enough time that he can read the whole Kriya Shema. Then when he starts, wakes up, he starts again. Does he have to start again? Or is Yotze? Or does he have to start again from the beginning? So Amalei said to him, yes, halach is a Yotze. You're a Yotze, even though you had a little thing. It's a little shver. We just finished saying, the halach of Yochanan Ramuna, that's hefsik of that amount of time is no good. And here we have a Shita. And where does it say that it's a, that in, yes, that you're Yotze, Yechim, even though you waited such a long time. So obviously the question is the chayr, is this a makokas? Are we arguing? Are these are Maroim arguing in this very important halacha. So the Gemara says, we try to understand what Rabbi Elazar said. When he said that, Rabbi Elazar gave the halacha. Then he said he could go in your yotze, you don't have to go back. He knew that Shimon Abba was very much didactic in mitzvahs. And therefore, he want to do the right thing. He want to do it. He's not looking for a heter. Not looking for a kula. Hurry lanes, but he went in and paskin in such a way that he wouldn't have to go back. He wouldn't have to go back. Or beginuch tashish hurry lane. Or dafki paskin because he's not well. And therefore, a regular person can. In other words, what's the Marshaila? Is there, does Rabbi Elazar hold that really a regular, healthy person can do it also? That he paskin, you Elazar can do it? He knew that he'd want to do the right thing. He wouldn't want to go do the halacha, not to be yotze any kulas. And therefore he said, that's the halacha, and I disagree with what the Amoraim before. Or do we say, no, we'll get on the Shah Shikari. Really, Yerachanami, Yerachanami agrees that you have to, if you wait a hefsik that amount of time, you're not yotze. But since he wasn't well, there's a special dispensation we make for him that it would be he would be able to go ahead and turn it. And to read the halacha, because why? Because he said this is the dechavasa, even though the rabbi said he holds a hefsek. So what was the basis of the psak of Rabbi Elazar? What was the reason why? So the Gemara says, Amaleis, as they were saying, Meferish Beligit. That they say, Meferish. That Meroyim that say clearly. The Tanoyim, I should say. Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan that say, the halacha is clearly. A person makes hefsek is no good. Elazar says Yotze. Yochanan Yotze is Machlokes. Elazar says Yotze, Elazar is not Yotze. So we see that the Machlokes, he didn't say this halacha because he was sick. because he paskin for him that he was sick. He said, look, because he yells like that. That's a shita. Now the Gemara's going to explain why would he, does he argue all the cases? Does he argue in every case we said before, in Megillah, and in Megillah, and in Hallel, etc., would he also argue and say there is also a long hefsik, you don't say? Or is it only over here? So the Gemara says, there's a difference. Ma'apaligin, what's the machlokes of these Rav Yochanan Elazar, b'kriyashma? It's only machlokes of b'kriyashma. Because they're separate chapters. Therefore, you can be mafsik to them because in the Torah they're scattered all around. However, Hallel and Kriyas Megillah, this is right. It's one thing. Hallel is the same pesukim one after the other. Megillah flows from one to the other. Then you're breaking it up. That's not going to be good. In other words, why do you dafka hold over here? Because he says Hallel is different than Kriyas Shema, because Kriyas Shema is prokim, says it's not smukha b'tayra, that's scattered around the Torah. So you can have a break between them. They're not connected. Aval Hallel Megillah Shein Ne'ech, it's one Indian. And it's all together. And you break that up, so you're breaking up that. Or those would agree that in such a case, if you waited that amount of time, to be able to do the whole Hallel in between, or the whole Megillah, that you would not be Yotzei. That is the machlokes, qualifying machlokes of the Lezer of Yochanan. Continues the Mishnah. In the middle of Kriyas Shema, in the middle of the paragraphs of Kriyas Shema, you're allowed to be Shol Yira. We said it, Yira, a person you fear, a Rebbe or a parent. You're allowed to give Shalom. What's the time of the Brice? Shalom or Shalom Rabbi. Person goes ahead and extends Shalom to his Rebbe. Oh, can we look up a minute? Or someone's greater than him? Just be under, you can do so. In other words, what is the chiddush? Of course you should do so. The answer is, because we would think maybe that you will explain in a moment that there is a derech that it's inappropriate. That it's not covetic to go to a greater person, go to Menachem Torah, and to do so. Or it's just beyond, if you want to do it, you can. But the havamina was that maybe it would be inappropriate. And you shouldn't do that. It's chutzpahdik. So the Gemara says, we learned, okay, the person is mechoyev to go ask, say shalom to someone who's a greater person in Torah. So in other words, that not just that you're allowed to, but rather this is something that's an obligation to you. Obligation to go ahead and to greet him, even if you're in Shema, you have to greet him to if to greet a Talmud Chacham. Says the Haredik, the Shemitah, the Roshay, and Zilzal Badava cover that you have to Melechayim. If you can't do it, so of course you're part of to do it. But once we say you can, so then then you can give Shalom, then you're mechoyim to give it. If you're allowed to give, then Mishim covered a Torah, you have to give. You're mechoyim to give. That's what the word says. Mechoyim agamim, kel b'sor l'shomi, well, you have to ask it. We're talking about b'nehadim, we looked at another b'raisa. The time we learned in a b'raisa, Kora, the person went and tore Beged. The person, one of his Zion Krovim died, and he went and tore the Beged. Chazim and Neshama, that person really died. Looked like he was dead, just about to die, and then his Neshama came back. He came back, but now he tore already. So what do you do? If he dies right away, ain't a Tocha Kriya. You don't have to go ahead and do it. You go to that Kriya. Well, Achos Man, if he died later, Tocha Kriya. Then you have to go and tear Kriya again. You're not Yotzei with the Kriya that you did. It was too much of a hefsik. What does it mean when you say atar immediately? What's this man? What is this man for that we say by kriya that the two kriyas are together, that you can be yotze with the kriya you did when the person died later? And where's this kedei deeper? It's the amount of this man of when you could go and be yotze the kriya you did, it's like before the person died, it's only kedei deeper. Only if it's enough time to say shalom aleichem. That's this man, that's the sheer that we say, that's always the shir in halacha, shalom alechor, we'll see some like a Rabbi Meiri, that's the shir that we consider a hefsik. So in Meila, that's the amount of time you have, and a person died, you could be yotzei that kriya. So good, that's, I didn't say kedei, but what is kedei? How long is that? So Meila says, from someone should levi, the shir shalom ben adam b'chamer. The way you say shalom alechem to another person, the way you say shalom alechem, it's enough. Rather, we have to know, because shalom ben rav Talmud, which is longer, but you look at Shalom like a Rebbe. He says Shalom like a Rebbe. So in other words, there's two different ways. One is Shalom Aleichem, which is quicker, that you say to a friend. And then there's Shalom like a Rebbe Umayri, which is a longer thing. Now, or Shalom like a Rebbe. So therefore, therefore, that you're allowed to be mafsig with, that you can do. So therefore, that's the shear. If the person died after you took kri, within that a period of time, of tok the dibur, look as he yotz a kri, you don't have to take kri again. Otherwise, you have to take kri again. But what do we see from over here? You see from over here that therefore the shear is if you're allowed to go into shom like a rebbe, then a look is that that's what you're supposed to do. As we mentioned before from the Haredim, that it's not once you're allowed to, given the Hashmina and the Rashai, once we say that you're allowed to do it, in Zizel Badavar, it's not disrespectful, then Vada, you have to do it. And the Bidin covered Rabbo, you have to go ahead and greet him. We're going to see later that in Bavel, the Bidin was the different way, that you didn't greet. It wasn't proper. But here the Mar says that you would greet him, and therefore the Halakha is right since you're allowed to. That's the Shir, you're allowed to do it, you're allowed to greet your Rebbe. And there would not be a problem of being mafsik David in Krishma by saying Shalom Lech HaRabbi. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan was walking, leaning on Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi. He was not well. Some say he was well, some say he was very, very heavy. Couldn't walk on his own. He was getting assistance. And his Talmud Rabbi Lezer saw him coming, that Rabbi Yochanan was coming. So what did Rabbi Lezer do? He hid from him. Rather than say Shalom Lech HaRabbi, he went and hid from him. He didn't think he saw him. And he hid that he didn't have to greet him. Rabbi Yochanan said, ay, a tar to me landing, the Babylon Avaki. This Babylonian, this person from Bavel, because he originally came from Bavel, he did two terrible things. Chad al Shal Shalom. One, he didn't ask, he didn't greet me. I'm his Rebbe. She didn't show me like a Rebbe. And two, the law of Shmutz Bishmeh. And the second thing is that when he says over Halakha, he doesn't say it over my name. There was cases that he knew that he heard in the Beis Medrash, things that he was saying over the Beis Medrash in the name of his Rebbe, and he wasn't saying his name. And says the Pnei Moshe, Zedeh Charet Shalahem, Sheena Katan Shalom Shalom, Mishagadla B'Medrash, Shalom Yatriach, Osalashiva. Those in Bavel, and this person carried along that minog, that you don't greet your Rebbe. Their Charet is not to do that. Because if you greet your Rebbe, you'd be able to greet your back, and you're bothering him, you're Matriach him, Lashivo. So therefore, he went and he hid. So he wouldn't have to. Greet him, not to be to Matriach's Rebbe. Amalei, so Yaakov Eidu wanted to go ahead and placate. Yochu was so angry. Kach, you know, gabayim. This is the way they do it in Bavel. They do it. Zero shalom shlemi derabe. A zero no shalom shlemi derabe. So the way it's explained there, that the what does it mean a zero? So the Haredim explained that this is a young person, a Talmud, doesn't greet his Rebbe, he was some of the Rebbe. Doesn't greet someone older than him. Why? The pasuk that we have in Iyuf, where you see that you hide away. You know, it's not proper to do that. It would be like chutzpahdik, disrespectful. Who are you to greet your Rebbe? And also matriach him to respond back. So Bimela, he said to him, therefore, that's why I didn't greet you. So don't be upset with him. Because he did it, because that was the proper way. That's the way they know it there in Bavel. So the Gemara says, okay, so we got the first problem. When they continue going, the Rav Yaakov Eidu showed him, Yochanan a Beis Medrash. But he said, "Oh, Rabbi Meir Yosef ben Darash. Rabbi used to sit in this Beis Medrash and learn. He had a shmutz of Bishmeni Rabbi Yosef. He said over something named Yishmo. Below a shmutz of Bishmeni Rabbi Kiva. But when he spoke and he said over halacha of Rabbi Kiva's teachings, he never said Rabbi Kiva, Bishmeni Rabbi Kiva. When he quoted his Rabbi Rabbi Yishmo, he had two rabbis. He would say over the name Rabbi Yishmo, but Rabbi Kiva he didn't quote. So why not? Like he asked, why did he do that? So Amalei, so Yochanan explained to him, you know why? The Kolam of the other the rabbi, I mean the Rabbi Kiva. Because his Rebbe Muvik, the one, even though he had many Rebbeim, including Rebbe Shmuel, but his main Rebbe was Rebbe Kiva. So everybody knew that when he said something on his own without saying where he got it from, everyone knew it's from Rebbe Kiva. Because he was it was automatically. He said over the name of his Rebbe. And everybody knew without having to say this, I heard it's from Rebbe Kiva, they knew this was his main Rebbe. And therefore, that's what he did. So he says, I'm alive. So when he said to Rebbe Yochanan, tell me I'm alive, he said, you see? Everybody knows the Rebbe Lezer is your Talmud Rabbi Yochanan. So you are upset that he doesn't quote you. Doesn't have to. You just explained that why Rebbe Meir doesn't quote Rabbi Kiva because everyone knows that he's a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva, and it's automatic, so too here. He doesn't quote you in the Beis Medrash because everyone knows he's your Talmud. And there, it's automatically, when he says over a Chiddush in the Beis Medrash, it's from you. And that's why he wanted to. That's why he did. And why did he know this? Obviously, he didn't know. Tom looked at him like his Rebbe, but he didn't know that was the Minhag. He didn't know that was the way they did it. So the Gemara says, when Rav Yochanan heard all this, so he said, "My being been coming down to do me." So he said, "No." He came back and he said, "I'll tell you something else. Mao Yavid Kaime are doing a tzilma. What's the halacha when a person goes in front of a tzilma, an idol? They go in front of a tzelem. What's the halacha? Amalei, like how are you supposed to conduct yourself? Amalei, maspalag leikar. What do you mean? You show nothing. You go back. You don't bow down. You don't do anything. Maspalag leikar. You ignore it completely." Go Rikma says and go away from it and destroy it. Rikma says, I'm like coming into Samiena and blind the eyes, rub its eyes out. In other words, don't even show that you're a Mavazian. You take something an idol and you damage the eyes, so you're like that. A person goes in, you have some statue, even if you paint one eye, you damage one eye, so it's fine, it's not considered a pesel. So Bavela, he said, you could go, you should do that. You should just show that you have no shyness to it. You mavatul it completely. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yaakov said to him, so that's why Rabbi Lezer, when he passed by you, he wanted to avoid you. Why? Because again, it would be since it's not proper for a Talmud to bother his Rebbe. In Bavel, it would be chutzpahnik for a Talmud to go ahead and make his Rebbe greet him back. And therefore, he wouldn't say anything. So too, over here also, you know, he passed you, he would turn away. That's just the way to ignore it completely. That was the reason why he did so, not in disrespect, but because he had a cheshbon that he had to be separate, that he had to go ahead and be mavatal himself in front of his Rebbe. That's the proper way to do so. So Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Yaakov Be'idi, your day out to the fires. You're a good Talmud. You know how to be fires. I was very upset at these two items, and you Mephias me, you knew how to talk to me, and you brought me Rias, you brought me a thing with Ramey Rav Akiva, you made me give you that answer so you could apply it over here. So you're a chacham, you're wise, and you're the one, because of you, if you know how to face me, you know how to placate me, that should be upset. As the creative says, Yafa to you, you know how to do it. You went into his whole arichos. I was very upset. You knew that if you would directly try to talk me out of it, try to directly, my anger, I'd be so angry, it would, I'm going to be angry at you. But the way you steered the conversation, you turned it around, so Bela, there was a tremendous thing in your chachav, yafata, you did good, you defiased me in the proper way to be able to Michael, not to have any tightness upon my tongue. Continue from here tomorrow.